Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 37. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 22. Westerly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Staying cloudy and cooler throughout Thursday with a high of 33. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with a low around 17. Northwest winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The federal trial against a former Kansas State legislator is officially underway in the Wichita area as it kicked off yesterday, as former Representative Michael Capps has been indicted on 19 felony counts. Cake News reports that according to the indictment, prosecutors said that Capps lied about the number of employees, average monthly payroll, and gross revenue of two businesses, along with a foundation that he had while applying to different types of government COVID-19 financial aid. According to the prosecutors, they say that he failed to provide the documentation requested to support the applications for the PPP and EIDL loans, along with CARES Act grants for pandemic relief. According to the defense attorney for Capps, he told the jurors that evidence will show that FBI did not try to talk to Capps and that the investigation came from a newspaper report and that no bank or financial institution had any concerns with the loans and grants. Capps served in the Kansas House of Representatives between 2018 and 2021, and if found guilty on all charges, Capps could face more than 200 years in prison and nearly $10 million in fines.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt announced earlier this week that the state will be receiving their $77 million as part of the settlement between Walgreens and CVS pharmacies in connection with the ongoing opioid crisis investigation. As overall nationwide, the two settlements will be paying more than $10.7 billion to different states, along with requiring significant improvements in how pharmacies handle their opioids. In total, according to Schmidt, the state of Kansas has received more than $278 million to help fight addiction and substance abuse in the state. Kansas will soon also be receiving their $15 million from Walmart as part of a similar nationwide settlement, providing $3 billion overall. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with the CDC and FDA, are recalling some COVID-19 tests due to the increased chance that they may give a false negative result. KSN reports that according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the recall involves around 11,000 detected COVID-19 tests that were shipped to customers between July 26th and August 26th of this year. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An attorney in the state of Nebraska who unsuccessfully ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020 is one of the newest applicants that's filed for the U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated by U.S. Senator Ben Sasse. His KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Anna Ashford, the Democrat and widow of former U.S. Representative Brad Ashford of Omaha, Nebraska, has officially filed for the position with the governor's office and said she would, quote, put the constituents over party affiliation every time. The announcement came on Friday last week when she said she hoped that Governor Pillen would be, quote, broad-minded enough to consider my qualifications over my party affiliation. In other news, the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services has reported the death of a 47-year-old inmate that was incarcerated at the work ethic camp. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that 47-year-old Robert Windorf died on Sunday at the community hospital in McCookit, Nebraska. He had started his sentence in February of this year and was serving a sentence of 3 to 10 years for charges out of Buffalo County that included possession and distribution of a controlled substance.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Prairie Hills USD 113 School District Monday evening moved forward, establishing a public hearing that could result in closure of the Wetmore School. Supporters of the Wetmore community urged retention of the pre-K through 12 facility, challenging declining enrollments, budget concerns, and quality of staff retention issues presented by district officials, noting the school is the heart of the community. Patrons pointed out a break-even financial picture for Wetmore the past 4 years. A public hearing has been set for February 4th at 10 a.m. at the Wetmore Gym. School officials then will consider options to close the facility or take alternate action. Unified Command is being used as cleanup efforts continue in Washington County from the recent oil pipeline leak in Emile Creek. The command is a leadership structure that brings together incident commanders of all organizations involved to coordinate the effective response while carrying out jurisdictional responsibilities. Upwards of some 300 workers are on site collecting oil pools, with several thousand of the 14,000 gallons leaked collected thus far. It could take weeks or possibly months, according to some estimates, to complete the project. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for Mill Creek from 18th Road to the Little Blue River, located northeast of Washington. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee members will meet Thursday, December 15th, at Marysville City Hall to consider and select a nominee for Marshall County Register of Deeds to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring. Public may attend, but only duly elected committee members will comment or vote, with a recommendation then going to the governor for approval. Individuals interested in the position should contact Democratic Committee Chair Jim Swim Jr. of Marysville. Candidates must have been a registered Democrat here as of the November 8th general election. Marysville will be among 19 stops this week and next on a six-day tour for Kansas State football, celebrating the 2022 Big 12 title with the Championship Trophy Tour. Fans will be able to take photos with the trophy, which will be on display at Pepsi-Cola in Marysville Friday afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. Stephen D. Gibson, age 75, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Stephen Gibson. Vernon Dale Crom, age 80, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dale Crom. Marceline L. Marcy Meyer, age 91, of Axtell, passed away December 10th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marcy Meyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish, corn muffin, pasta salad, broccoli, and bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, tater tot casserole, mixed veggie and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A cold front will follow yesterday's low-pressure system. Temperatures will stay around or below average throughout these next few days. Conditions staying much drier and sunnier today with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Westerly winds still around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Winds picking up throughout the day on Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And staying cooler throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Northwest winds still gusting as high as 30. Staying cooler throughout Friday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Still staying sunny throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 66. The average low 23 and the record low is 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 5:05. 27 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 14th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free. Sale kicking off the 20th and running until the 24th. 4 days of deals you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth. Only at the Wagon Wheel.
OV reaches 800. A shootout in Boston and New Jersey continues its slide. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NHL in focus. Alex Ovechkin went into last night's Capitals Blackhawks tilt in Chicago with 797 goals for his career. He scored two in the first period. Fast forward to the third with the Caps leading 4-2.
Mantha feeding it to Kuznetsov and Mrazek diving. A shot! They score! And it's Alex Ovechkin! And it's 800 goals! In the National Hockey League!
The call on WJFK, Ovechkin completing the hat trick and giving him 800 goals for his future Hall of Fame career. Now just one behind Gordie Howe. Caps over the once proud Blackhawks 7-3. In Boston, the Bruins had to go to a shootout with the New York Islanders, winning 2-1. Final score, 4-3 Bruins. The second best in the East, but scuffling Devils lost their third straight, 4-1 to the Dallas Stars. Toronto already up 1-0 over the Ducks in the first period. Maple Leaf star center John Tavares found the back of the net.
Pass in front for Marner, going in on the backhand. They score! And Mitch Marner gets to 23!
The call on TSN 1050, Marner's 23 straight games with an assist, is the longest in the NHL in seven seasons. Toronto shut out the not-so-mighty Ducks 7-0. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, the Celtics and Lakers went to overtime after Boston blew a 20-point second-half lead. Jason Tatum had the hot hand all night and in the fifth quarter.
Tatum, step back on Reeves, 18-footer splash!
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Celts held on to beat the Lakers 122-118, Tatum leading all scorers with 44 points. Around the association, the Bucks crushed the Warriors 128-111, Utah upset the Pelicans 121-100. Baseball hot stove, all-star shortstop Carlos Correa has a new home, inking a 13-year, $350 million deal with the Giants. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Concordia 50-39. Wamego beat Chapman 68-43. Clay Center over Riley County 49-28. And southeast of Saline beat Abilene 49-30. Frankfort girls topped Valley Heights 40-36. Hanover down Blue Valley 55-22. Axtell over Wetmore 56-22. 55-47. And Falls City beat Southern 33-28. Marysville boys took Concordia 58-42. Wamego down Chapman 59-39. Riley County boys over Clay Center 47-45. And southeast of Saline took Abilene 77-59. Valley Heights boys over Frankfort 55-26. Blue Valley trimmed Hanover 64-48. Axtell boys over Wetmore 68-35. And Johnson Brock took Diller Odell 63-19.
Save money and get free stuff. Seriously, download the CJ Go app before you fill up next time and earn exclusive deals and rewards. Earn points with every fill up and redeem those points for dollars off your purchase. Download the CJ Go app and use it at all CJ Express locations. Join, shop, and save with CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your market information on this Wednesday, December the 14th. Let's look back at what happened yesterday on the markets. The markets had some influence from the possible escalation of fighting in the Ukraine, hot weather in Argentina, and macro markets also affecting the markets on Tuesday. Here's where we finished for corn for December, 6.43¾. That's up 2½. March corn finished the day at 6.53¼. That's down a half. Wheat for December, 7.28¾. That's down 4¼. Wheat for March at 7.50¾. And that's down 4. Kansas City wheat for December, 8.83. That's up 3. Kansas City wheat for March, 8.65¼. And that's up 3. Minneapolis wheat for December, 9.39½. That's even. Minneapolis wheat for March at 9.22¾. That's up 6½. December oats finished the day on Tuesday at 3.61¼. March oats at 3.40¾. Both flat. Taking a look at January soybeans, 14.79¾ was your price yesterday. That's up 19¼. Soybeans for March finished the day at 14.84½. That's up 19. Looking at cotton for March, 81.63 was your final price on Tuesday. That's up $2.24. Cotton for May at 81.67, that's up $2.19. Live cattle for December, 154.90 was your final price on Tuesday. That's up 50 cents. The high was 155.15, low 154.55. Feeder cattle for January, 184.22, your final price on Tuesday. That's up 57.5 cents. And the high yesterday was 184.45, low 183.75 cents. That's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The November Meat Demand Monitor, compiled by Kansas State University agricultural economist Glenn Tonzer, included a yes-no question. Do you intentionally eat protein to aid in meeting strength training or other fitness goals? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. According to Tonzer, general interest in the protein diet is pretty strong, especially among millennials.
About one-third of the population nationally says they intentionally include protein in their diet to help meet their personal fitness goals, whether that's jogging or muscle strengthening exercises. And that particular comment is extra relevant for millennials. So nearly half of millennials, and for quick reference, millennials are those born between 1981 and 1996. They're more likely, you know, one in two basically, say they eat protein for that reason. And conversely, baby boomers are much less likely. Only about 16% of baby boomers say they eat protein for that reason intentionally. The reason I'm highlighting that is the millennial group is a large group. Their buying power continues to grow, and they're going to be here for the, you know, foreseeable future as customers. And hopefully that gives some staying power to various components of these adjustments you're asking me about.
In general, Tonzer says the data points to millennials consuming more beef, pork, and chicken.
in the same effort, we also ask all these folks what you had yesterday. So they're called prior day recall questions, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Did you have it at home or away from home? And then which of those proteins did you include? And certainly chicken, beef, and pork are the three primary proteins that people say they had yesterday. And that matches up with USDA estimates of consumption and so forth. So in general, I definitely think it is the meat proteins that are those millennials I'm talking about are referring to. But I want to be clear for your listeners, they could also be getting protein as well from, you know, seafood, plant-based, and other items that aren't meat livestock items.
Tonzer says the question for protein producers, especially those on the livestock side, now becomes how to best reach millennials with a message that hits home.
Yeah, I mean, that gets into a marketing question and may even differ by going a little bit back to your cut. You know, do you have a product that's convenient, easy to eat on the go, ready to eat? Those kind of things are pretty important for a busy, you know, the typical millennial is, all our listeners are busy, so I don't want to mislead, but millennials are more likely to have children at home, so they're juggling other things, not just their own schedule, but their kids' schedule and so forth. So the value of convenience tends to be higher. You know, giving advice to, in this case, probably the beef and the pork industry, I think elevated importance on convenience and ease of consuming your products is even more important with the millennial generation than, say, the baby boomers.
That's Kansas State University agricultural economist Glenn Tonzer with information from the November Meat Demand Monitor on whether people intentionally eat protein to meet strength training and other fitness goals. More information can be found online at agmanager.info. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, December 14th, starting at 11 a.m. with 1,100 head already consigned. A future consignment includes a mature cow herd dispersal of 214 Western Nebraska origin Red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, to be bred to Peeper Red Angus bulls, due to start calving March 8th for 60 days. This will be an outstanding set of cows. There will be 250 black white facing Red Angus cows in mixed consignments, mostly 3 to 6 years old. They'll be bred for spring calves. Red heifers include 400 choice Angus black white face and 85 Red Angus and 45 Hereford heifers. Many are AI bred. The balance are bred to high calving East bulls. These are due to start calving mid-January through March. Cow calf pairs include 200 fall calving black and Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll have September and November calves by sign. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, December 14th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Why do we feel busier than ever but seem to accomplish less? We will share one possible explanation on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 14th, the 348th day of the year. Actress Patty Duke was born on this day. Are we leading busier lives than ever? The truth is, the number of hours we spend working, paid or unpaid, hasn't changed in decades. Feeling overwhelmed, say researchers, is due to the type of work we do. When most of the world labored in manufacturing or agriculture, there was a finite amount of work to accomplish. Today, much work is information or knowledge-based, of which there is a virtually infinite supply. The result? A countless number of tasks on the horizon and to-do lists that never become done lists. So if you feel like you can't get caught up, relax. You probably never will, and that's okay. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 27 degrees ahead of sunrise. Highs near 40 on tap today.
Yeah.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A soccer referee from the city of Olathe, Kansas, is only one of five World Cup referees that have been selected from the United States for the ongoing World Cup tournaments. Skate News reports that Kyle Adkins has been selected for the World Cup after making his MLS debut back in 2014 and has been on the FIFA panel since the year 2018. The announcement came from a Twitter post from the Olathe Public Schools announcing the Olathe East High School alum being the referee for the World Cup. The semifinals continue with France and Morocco facing off today at 1 p.m. In other news, moving down to the state of Texas, as Texas Longhorns have announced that Chris Beard has been suspended and named Rodney Terry as the interim head coach for the men's basketball team. As Cake News reports that Beard was released on a $10,000 bond from the Travis County Jail on Monday afternoon and has been suspended without pay until further notice, according to the university. He was named as the head coach for the Longhorns last season and has over a decade of collegiate head coaching experience. At American Network Sports.
A sweep for the Marysville Bulldogs hosting Concordia Tuesday. Marysville boys came from behind at the half, trailing 7 points to win 58-42. Led by Jack Lauer with 16 points, Willow Tott scored a dozen. Brooke Williams and Sanders Utterman 10 apiece. As Marysville boys improved to 4-1 on the season, outscoring Concordia 19-6 in the third and 23-14 down the stretch for a 58-42 win. Concordia led by Peyton Redder with 13 points. Ethan Cash had 10. Concordia is 3-1. Marysville girls beat Concordia 50-39, led by Haley Ingles with 17 points, Lindsay Dressman adding a dozen. Bulldogs' first win in five starts. Concordia led by freshman starter Charlize Cash with 9 points. Concordia winless in four starts this season, falling at Marysville 50-39. Marysville hosting Chapman final game before the Christmas break on Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The Valley Heights and Mustangs led from the tip as they handled the Frankfort Wildcats here tonight. 55-26 is our final score. Led in scoring, Valley Heights was Royce Ekstrom with 16. He had 9 points there in the first half. As Valley Heights took a 15-7 first quarter lead and never looked back in this game. Moving the Mustangs now to 2-2 on the season. Frankfort drops to 1-4 on this young season. TVL started here tonight as well. Valley Heights will start off 1-0, Frankfort 0-1. In the girls' games, the Frankfort Wildcats came back from a 10-point halftime deficit, ended up winning 40-36, thanks in large part to Haiti Gross, who had 13, and Sydney Wapp, who had 11 for the Lady Wildcats. The Valley Heights Mustangs were paced by Delana Merck, who had 15, but it was not enough, as the Valley Heights Mustangs dropped a 2-2 on the season. Frankfort Wildcats moved to 4-0. Once again, the Valley Heights boys beat the Frankfort Wildcats 55-26. Ladies fall 40-36. Reporting for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasty.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Concordia 50-39. Wamego beat Chapman 68-43. Clay Center over Riley County 49-28, and Southeast of Saline beat Abilene 49-30. Frankfort girls topped Valley Heights 40-36. Hanover down Blue Valley 55-22. Axtell over Wetmore 56-22. Diller Odell girls over Johnson Brock 55-47. And Falls City beat Southern 33-28. Marysville boys took Concordia 58-42. Wamego down Chapman 59-39. Riley County boys over Clay Center 47-45. And Southeast of Saline took Abilene 77-59. Valley Heights boys over Frankfort 55-26. Blue Valley trimmed Hanover 64-48. Axtell boys over Wetmore 68-35. And Johnson Brock took Diller Odell 63-19.